That is my testimony. For there is going to be a meeting in the air. How many believe that? See, when that day comes, y'all can say all you want, but I'm ready to leave here. And y'all gonna have church in Gridley after the rapture, you have your church. Is that right? See, it means so much to the saint of God to be saved that the things around you don't bother. Somebody asked me, he said, Foster, said, look here. He said, you ought to have a PhD. I said, I already got it. He said, you got it? I said, yes. I'm a Pentecostal holiness disciple. And I also am a member of the FBI. Faith baptized inspector for Jesus Christ. I've also had my pep pills. Power, eternal power. LSD, I've got a loving Savior that can deliver from sin. So I've had all the dope I want. Is that right? And when you get into this thing, you ought to be happy.
Hallelujah.
I can't understand how somebody can get unhappy and be filled with the Holy Ghost. See, I came off the street in Detroit. And I ran with the gang. I had my gun. And the fellows that I run with used to knock them down and walk on them like they walked to see me. One day, God swept the street. And there was some dirt in the shovel, and that was me. So he cleaned me up and filled me with the Holy Ghost. Come on. And that was 40 years ago. And I go back and look at them fellas I knew 40 years, and I know how to know them. I said, ain't you, John? Yeah. What happened? I don't know. Why you look like this? Been drinking, been smoking, been running around, just wore myself out. I said, but Foster, said, you seem so energetic. I said, well, I got a shot of the Holy Ghost. Is that all right? And when Jesus injects the Holy Ghost in, how many got shot? With the Holy Ghost. Stand on your feet. Everybody got a good shot.
Come on.
Watch this. You got your shot? Would you go back out there? You wouldn't. They gave you $1,000. Would you go back out there? You really got a good shot? Can you say hallelujah? Can you say it a little louder? You better be serious. You say, yeah, I can say it a little louder. Tonight I'm going to take my text. I'm going to ask you to stand one more time. I know y'all get tired of jumping up and down. That's part of it. I want you to repeat the text after me. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
am I prepared to celebrate with you Independence Day?
Lord Jesus,
am I prepared to celebrate with you Independence Day? And I want you to shake somebody's hand and say, if God frees me, shake somebody's hand. If God frees me, well, y'all got to talk loud. If God frees me from being hooked on sin, I can rejoice day and night. And I want you to raise your hand and say, Lord, prepare me for Independence Day. Independence Day, the day of deliverance. Young man walked into the hospital one day. You know, if you go into the hospital, you know that people have babies. They have this baby ward where you can look in the window. see the child. You're close enough to the window, you can hear the child. All the babies was crying, but one made so much noise that the young man asked, "That baby's not crying, it's screaming." And the baby was just as hard as muscles was on top, and would just scream it to the top of his lungs. So the young man was asked the question, "Why does that baby sound different than the rest?" Said, "That baby is hooked on heroin. His mother was a dope fiend. And the baby is withdrawing because after it was born, it does not have the dosage of dope that it had while the mother was carrying it. So that baby will scream for hours, and the shrill is so loud and it pierces your ears that you feel so sorry and so much compassion for that child, you wonder why people will want to stay out there in the sin." Now there's a day coming when we're going to be ready for Independence Day. They always talk about independence. But as long as you're in a world of sin and shame, you don't have that freedom. Is that right or wrong? There's something about sin that taints you and makes you rebellious. You can't be happy in sin. You take a man that drinks. He's all right while he's drinking. But slowly that stuff starts wearing off. He gets to the place where he gets sick and nauseated and wish he never had. But everybody that comes to Christ is saying in essence, "Lord, when will you come? Can I celebrate with you Independence Day?" And I'm going to take my text from the book of Acts. First chapter, beginning with the first verse. "The former treats have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus both began to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up after that through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, 'He, you have heard me.' But John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, 'Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?' And he said unto them, 'It is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes.'" Now, there was a reason why he put that word "after" in there. Because he knew, and he's the God of heaven, that you couldn't live this life with sin until you get something on the inside. Well, I feel good tonight. I don't know how you feel. When that Holy Ghost comes in, it automatically takes charge. A man that moves into a new house has paid his down payment. He can run that house any way he wants to run it because he owns the house. When God comes in, he takes everything else out. Amen? Is that right or wrong? And when he comes in, he's got to come in speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God is uttered. And he's got to know that you've been baptized in his name. Somebody said, "Brother Foster, why do we got to do it in his name?" Because it's the only way you can have your sins remitted is in the name of Jesus. Oh, let me tell you something about that name of Jesus. When let me tell you, this is the strangest thing. When Paul, who was whose name Saul went down to put all them kids named folks in jail. He had letters of authority. He was really a police officer because he had the power to lock up all the folks. And you know the only folks he wanted was the Jesus name folks. He didn't care about that other folks. All he wanted to know, are you baptized in Jesus' name? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Then them some folks out. And when he got down there and was struck down, he said, who art thou, Lord? Listen how many voices spoke. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. No, sir. The Lord said, I am Jesus. I am. There's nobody up here, Saul, but me. I am the first and the last. I am the future and the past. I am he that was dead and dead alive forevermore. I am the King of kings, the rose of Sharon, the lily of Alan, the bright and morning star. I am the deliverer of the land and sin. I have got the power. I am he. And it's hard arms to kick against the prince. So what are you saying, Brother Boston? You want deliverance. And the only way you're going to get deliverance is get God on the inside. Yes, when this Holy Ghost gets in you, you can walk down to the beer garden and pass by the beer garden and smile at the beer garden owner and tell him I don't drink no more. Say, I'm supposed to be yes. I got a fifth on sale today for $2.95. You have? And if you know you like to drink, I used to like to drink. Well, what happened to you, Pastor? Did you join the church? No, I didn't join the church. The church joined me. I didn't shake nobody's hand. God got on the inside. And with God on the inside, I'm ready for Independence Day. I don't have to drink no more. Say, Pastor, if you don't drink, how about cigarettes? I don't need them. But you used to smoke them.
Yes, but when he come in, smoke went out.
Say, but don't you want one? I'll give you 2 for 1. If you gave me 10 for 1, I don't need them no more. Why? The Holy Ghost don't smoke. Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost don't smoke. The Holy Ghost don't drink. And I'll tell you something else about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost believes in one wife and one husband and no girlfriends. Is that right or wrong? When you get the Holy Ghost, a woman can flip till she flop. But it ain't going to do nothing to you because you got the Holy Ghost. I see something. When you get the Holy Ghost, they can wear all the mini skirts they want. It ain't going to stop you. All you do is look at them as being a fool. What do you think you're trying to do? Say, well, Buster, you used to like that. Used to is dead. Christ is on the inside. I've got independence now, and I don't have to do those things no more because God has come inside and delivered me outside. And I'm going to tell you something else about that. Once you get the Holy Ghost, you love everybody. Yeah. Even your enemies. Right. Even the man that took your wife, you love him. One sister, bless her heart, got the Holy Ghost. And her husband left. She was all ready for Independence Day. She said, I'm married now. Both of us are saved. But the husband didn't get independence on the inside. He just got it by talking. So he left her and went out and married another woman. Brought that woman back to the church and said he received again the Spirit of God. And the pastor said, I want everybody stand up and put your arm around somebody you love. And that wife got out of her seat, went to the back of the church, threw her arms around the woman that had married her husband. Y'all got mighty quiet. Takes a whole lot of Holy Ghost. A whole lot of Holy Ghost. But when you really got it, you can look at that and still say, thank God for independence. Are you ready for Independence Day? You can go to bed at night. You don't have to dream them bad dreams no more. You can go to bed at night and say the Lord is coming. Hallelujah. Look like the curtains start shaking. Ah, you can get so close to God. You can just feel His presence coming on in the room. Every night and every day, you say, come on, Jesus. Come on, Lord. Are you coming today? Is this the day? I want to go back with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Lord Jesus. He stood there, and after he talked to the disciples, he stepped on a cloud and went straight up. And everybody was looking up. And two men stood by and said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing? This same Jesus that you've seen go away is coming back. What are you saying? What are you saying to us, angels? Independence Day is coming. All you got to do is stand up. Keep your head above sin. And God will take you up. When He comes again, you can raise up your hands and say, thank God for Independence Day. And the Holy Ghost is so good, you can be down and not have any food on your table. But you can say, I know God is here. You may not have no shoes on your feet, but the Holy Ghost will make you come to church anyhow. You may have problems, you may lose your job, but the Holy Ghost will bless you anyway. All you got to say every day, Independence Day, I'm waiting to be delivered. I won't have no more pain, so that I got pains in my chest. When He comes, pain is gone. I got heart trouble. There won't be no heart trouble up there. I can't see, my eyes are dim. Your eyes are bright when you get up there. Come on, children. Oh, that's going to be a day when you can walk free. And listen, people are talking about gold. We're going to walk on gold. Mash gold under your feet and walk on that stuff like it is cement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No liars up there. No thieves up there. Nobody, no whoremongers, no false fires, no backbiters. Anything's going to be up there but children of God. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to see the Lord? Don't you want to see Jesus? Don't you want to be free, 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 free? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There will be no night. There will be no day. And God's going to wipe away the tears from your eyes. Don't have to cry no more. Come on, children. Oh, yes, you got problems down here. Yeah, you got trouble down here. Children don't want to do right. Wives don't want to do right. Husbands don't want to do right. But when you get up there, everything going to be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can walk the streets of gold. And He said on each side, there's going to be the tree of life. And it's going to be fruit bearing every month. And the leaves is going to heal the nation. Don't you want to go? How many of y'all want to see Independence Day? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Praise God. Independence Day. The day of independence. You don't have to worry no more. No more crying. No more dying. No more nothing but peace. Hallelujah. These brothers up here. Come here, brother. I've never seen you before. But for a minute, walk the streets together.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I don't care what city you in, when we get around the throne, we can say, Bennett, we made it. Yeah, and I remember when you were sitting down here in Ridley. Yeah, man, was talking about Independence Day, but it's here now. Come on down, Bennett. Yeah, I want you to know who's around here. Hey, you remember that young man? He sat up on the front seat. Come here, brother. I know you're glad to be in here. Hallelujah. Look in here. Let's walk around, son. Amen, and enjoy the Lord. Say,
hallelujah.
I wonder, did you see, did you happen to see Brother Woodward?
Yeah.
Well, look ahead. Come here, brother. Come up here. Look at here, Brother Woodward. You made it. Hallelujah. From Britain. Amen. You know, we talk about Independence Day. Amen. Now we're free. Free. Free lives. Free lives. My God, we're free. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost. When we get to heaven, I don't care how you look. I want to see Jesus. Amen. I want to see the nail prints in his hand. I don't want to get up there and tell him all about my problems. He knew that before I left. I don't want to tell him about all the mess I had down here. I want to thank God he let me up here. And I want to stand around the throne and praise God day and night. I want to stand around the throne and call on Jesus' name. I want to bow down to him, raise my hands, and thank God for victory in Independence Day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be no wives and husbands up there. Don't have to worry about if the wife don't want to cook. Ain't gonna be no wives. Ain't gonna be no husbands. New to gender. Everybody is somebody. How many of y'all going to heaven tonight? How many baby Lord come to you? So heaven, you're gonna put y'all say y'all gonna fly away. I'll fly away. You got to know where you're flying. Man, get up in the airplane. Brother's a pilot saying, I'm in the plane. And I done got in this plane. He said, he's flying to Atlanta. And I'm hoping, I'm saying, oh my, I'm a free at last. I'm going to Atlanta. And I asked the pilot, I said, when will we get to? Say, where are we? I said, we're over Atlanta. Oh, that's wonderful. But I don't know where the airport is. Well, I'm in bad shape. So if you don't know where the airport is, I sure don't know where it is. And some folks don't know where they're going. Some folks don't know where they're going. I'm going to hold on to my religion. And my pastor told me that I don't have to get that Holy Ghost. I can shake his hand and get in. Your pastor going to be walking down the hot road with the rest of them. Come on here. Come here, brother. I want to show you something. Come here, Brother Joe. I'll use you again. Poor Brother Joe, I get him out of force every time. Now listen, son. Let me tell you something, Brother Joe. Stand with me. You stay away from them holiness folks. Because they got them jabber-jabber devils. You don't need that. You don't need that. What you do is just shake my hand and pay your dues every month. Well, you are a member of the church. And I'm going to take you in by Christian experience. We have Brother Joe here that wants to come to this church by Christian experience. All in favor, say aye. Amazing. I am so happy. What can you do, Brother Joe? You like to sing? Come here, brother. This is our choir leader. Take him and put him in the choir. That devil and this devil together with all three of us, we're all going to hell. Amen. He don't need no choir. He needs the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, he can't sing anyhow.
Praise the Lord.
Is that right? Shaking his hand ain't gonna put him in. I shook a whole lot of hands. That didn't do no good. I put my name on the roll. That didn't do no good. But the roll had to get inside. And I had to be baptized in his name. Somebody said, Elder Foster, why are you getting baptized in his name? Matthew 28:19 says, be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I am the Father. I am the Son. And I am the husband. But my name is Foster. And if you see me on the street, say, hey husband, I ain't stopping. Hey son, I ain't stopping. Hey father, I ain't stopping. But if you say, hey Foster, I'm going to turn around. Because the name is important. And if you don't want to take the name of the man you're going to marry, he ain't going to marry you. Is that right? Come here, daughter. Come here, Joe. But Joe said, I'll be there. Foster, leave you here every time. Take this young man to be your lawful wedded husband. I take him to be your lawful wedded wife. I mean. All right. All right, I'm not marrying you. I'm just saying what they say. Now, you realize I'm going to tell you, I'm going to inform you one thing. What's your last name, Joe? Your name should be Cassidy.
Well, I don't like Cassidy.
Well, that's just too bad. Then you get somebody else. Is that right? You've got to pick on the name of the person that you marry. And if you want to get baptized, you've got to pick on the name of Jesus. And if you don't want to pick on the name of Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is not a name. Come on now. That is not a name. That's a title. And who is the Father? Jesus and I. Have the Father. I have the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost which I will send unto you. Anybody in here that don't believe in the name of Jesus, they don't want to be seen. And they don't want to be in the kingdom. And they will never be in the celebration on Independence Day. There's only going to be certain folks up there, that's Jesus' name, folks. J-N. Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Am I telling it right? Is that the book? Let me show you something. I got to show you something tonight. If you don't want this book, and you think I'm going to tear the pages out because you don't like it, then I got news for you. Get you one with no pages. I'm not going to tear out Jesus' name because you don't like it. I'm not going to tear out baptism of the Holy Ghost because you don't like it. It's in the book. Is that right? And the Bible says you've got to live holy. It's in the book. It's a holy Bible. And holy Bible is for holy folks. And the only folks that's going up to heaven is holy folks. Come on, children. You've got to be holy, holy, holy if you want to get to heaven. You'll never get to go to heaven. He can invite you because your pastor said, if he ain't holy, he's going to hell too. I went to one church and they told me, they said, yeah, your preaching is all right, but you preach too strong. We need to stop. Well, we don't believe all that which you're talking about. It was wearing pants. Now, I said, a woman ain't got no business wearing no pants like me.
Praise God.
Come on now. Yeah. If she want to wear pants like me, why should she be born a man?
Yeah.
Well, don't get quiet now. Woman ain't got no business wearing pants. Neither the man got the business wearing a dress. Is that right? I ain't putting on no dress. That's for women. And pants is for men. The Bible said if those that work that they put in anything pertaining to man, it's an abomination. And abomination means it makes God sick to his stomach. He wants to throw up.
you something about these three. I came here Sunday. These three told me one thing. They said, come on, get together here. Said, we want what you preach about. And we want the Holy Ghost. And to prove it, we're going to be here Tuesday when you get here. They're here, aren't they? And I didn't have to pry them about the seat. Because they knew if you want it, get up and get it. Is that right? God don't want nothing private. If it's dead, you ought to bury it. I told this young man, I said, I like you. I said, one thing, God can use you. And I said, if you get baptized and get the Holy Ghost, God will want what you're preaching about. And we want the Holy Ghost. And to prove it, we're going to be here Tuesday when you get here. They're here. And I didn't have to cry them about the seat. Because they knew if you want it, get up and get it. Is that right? God don't want that giant. If it's dead, you want to bury it. I told this young man, I said, I like you. I said, one thing God can use. I said, if you get baptized and get the Holy Ghost, God will bless you. He said, that's what I want. This young man said, that's what I want. Bishop said, that's what I want. Can we say amen? How many glad about this thing? Raise your hand and say, I'm glad tonight. I'm glad tonight. I'm going to tell you something. You get the Holy Ghost and it comes in you. You're going to feel free as a bird. I was in Jerusalem. And I went up on Mount Zion. When I got to Mount Zion, they said, Pastor, this is where they had the Last Supper. And this is where the Holy Ghost fell. 120 was up here. I said, count me as 121. I'm in here, and I fell down on my knees and looked like you could feel the presence of Jesus right in that room. That Holy Ghost power is still in that room. And all it is a bare room, but Jesus was in there. The Holy Ghost came in there. He came in the 120 in there. And the Holy Ghost can come into these things and change you around. You can influence somebody else to get saved. See, this is your free independence state. This is free independence. You know, you get a little freedom, but after a while you're going to get all of it. But we're going to leave here. Hey, man, can you imagine an automobile running down the street? And the saint gone, there ain't no driver. 70 miles an hour, ain't nothing at the wheel. Up in the airplane flying, the pilot disappears. Laying in the bed, and put your hand over there and they're gone. Going outside, and as you went out there, you call him, he's gone. Coming to church, the saints is gone, and you talk about thank God for the blood. It's too late. The blood is already gone. You don't want to go to heaven, I do. I do. Somebody said, Foster, you've been in here 40 years, he ain't came yet. Well, he's coming. Ha ha. If it's 45 years, he don't come, I'm going to still wait. Because I know when he comes, Independence Day. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. I know you do. And you do. And you do. You want the Holy Ghost? You want the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, come on down here. Let the church pray. Bring the oil, my brother. Bring the oil right there. Oh, God. We pray for these. Come on, lay hands on them. Come on, brothers. Lord, we lay hands. In the name of Jesus. intelligent young man, that you could have mounted to something. But why did you go down there and get that Holy Ghost? I said, Mother, I just now got good sense. For when the Holy Ghost comes in, I don't have to smoke no more. Somebody said I would go to your church, but you can't smoke. I can if I want to. Said, but you can't drink liquor. I can if I want to. Said, but you can't do these other things. I can if I want to.
How come you don't?
I don't want to. Because when Independence Day comes, you don't want to do these things. Is that right or wrong? Amen. If you got cigarettes or whiskey bottles, you got to take it and stomp it and mash it and throw it away and say, Lord, fill me now. And when God fills you, all that desire leaves you. Now, somebody else needs to be baptized tonight, and I'm waiting for you. I made an altar call one day to church, and I said, 10 people need to be standing here right now. 10 of them. And I'm going to stand here until you move. 10 of them came down. 20 of them came down. The choir stands empty. Everybody in the church is standing. You know why? Because God speaks and people move. If you don't move when God speaks, then something is wrong with you. Your engine needs lubricating. And if you want a good lubrication and an oil change, come on and get the Holy Ghost. Now, who else will stand up like these three here and say, Brother Foster, I want it? Is there another one that said, I want it? Don't hold on to your church affiliation. Hold on to salvation. For salvation will save you. Affiliation will not. Is there another one? Everybody that's saved, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. You may be seated. Those that are not saved, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. I'm so glad to have you. Sir, look like I've never seen you before in my life, but I like you. You have? I don't know where you are. Why don't you come up and see me now? Come on up and have prayer. Come on up to have prayer. Let me pray for you. Come on down. Come on. Yes, sir. And bring the young lady with you. There you go. There you go. Can we say amen? All I wanted to do is pray for you before you leave. I'm so glad. I looked at you while I was praying and I said, I like her. See, you know what, man? I told the church what to do. You see what I'm saying? I'm glad to see him coming to the church. And I'm glad. I spoke to this young man and I told him some things. He said, you know what, I'm going to do what you say. This young man is going to be a wonderful blessing to you. And I'm going to pray for your mother's heart. Lord, bless the mother and bless the father in the name of Jesus. They came to see their son. Now, God, put on in your name so he can have the free independence day. Bless them, encourage their hearts. My God, bring them to the holy place that they can all walk together. We plead the blood. We plead the blood in Jesus' name. Bless you for coming. So nice to see you, sir. Nice to see you, mother. God bless you. Anyone else that's not saved? Young man. See? Come here, come here. How old are you? I call him out. Man, you walk pretty good there, don't you? Huh? How old are you? 12 years old. Well, that's what Jesus was inside of you. What do you like out there in the world? Tell me all the nice things. I came from there 40 years ago. Now tell me, has it changed any? Changed quite a bit, ain't it? What you like out there? Let's come on to Christ. Huh? I know you're going to throw your hat on. Nothing better than that. You want to be saved? They don't know. Tell you what I'm going to do. What's your name? Travis. All right, Travis, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to talk to the Lord about you. Get you there to be able to finish it. So bless your heart. Lord Jesus Christ has come. I want you to bless him in a sweet manner. Encourage his heart. Give him the desire to be seen. You took every power of the enemy. Smite the devil on every hand. Lord, bless this young man. Bless him. Guide and protect him. Let the angels come around him. Give him the victory, Lord God. Bless him in his schooling. Give him knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Bless him, my God, is going out and coming. Think about what I said. Anybody else in here not saved? Did I miss anybody? Did I miss anybody? How many are waiting for independence? Won't that be a time? Won't that be a time? Can you just picture the dead in Christ? Those have been dead for years. Growing up, we're gonna be with me right in there. All them tombstones can't hold him. Bishop Haywood, Bishop Hancock, all them bishops from the old school gonna get up. Leave them alive, alive. Lead them in there. Just think, and when we go up through here, you won't even see a hole. Because Jesus came right through the door. When he came through the door, there was no hole in the door at all. But he came through and said, all right, Thomas, you was in church on a Sunday night. You missed church, Thomas. I'm here now. Look at my hands, Thomas. Touch your hand in my side. Say, my Lord and my God, you say that because you see me. But blessed is he that believes and has not seen. I don't know what Jesus looks like. I don't know what color he is. And I didn't ask. When that Holy Ghost come in, I didn't say, what color Holy Ghost come in? Come on in, Holy Ghost. Get on down in there. Stay in there. And I ain't going to let you out because I'm going to lock the door. How are you going to lock the door, Pastor? I'm going to quit sinning. That locks the door. And nothing can get in because I'm not going to let him out.